This is episode 16 of Multifamily Mondays, and on today's episode, we're talking about what is a 1031 exchange. Let's dive in. You are tuned in to Multifamily Mondays, the informal podcast designed to simplify and help others succeed at apartment investing. With that being said, let's dive in. What's up, guys? I'm your host, Roderick Jones, and I'm excited that you're joining me on another episode of Multifamily Mondays, the show where we simplify multifamily investing so that anyone can understand it. On this episode, we're talking about what is a 1031 exchange. But before we do that, let's hear from today's sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by R. Jones Capital. At R. Jones Capital, we acquire and manage large multifamily properties in emerging markets that produce excellent cash flow during ownership and a strong cash flow at the time of sale. We have investment opportunities for accredited investors. If you are an accredited investor and looking to grow your wealth, visit www.rjonescapitalgroup.com/partner. Now that that is out of the way, let's get into today's topic. What is a 1031 exchange? That is a great question, and I am here to answer it now. So a 1031 exchange is an IRS tax regulation that allows a property owner to sell a property and defer property taxes to a later date. When using a 1031 exchange, you have 45 days from the time you close on the property that you are selling to identify a new property that you will buy. After you identify the property that you're going to buy, you then have 180 days from the time that you sell that property to when you must close on the next property. The 1031 exchange is a great way to compound your wealth and maximize the return on your investment. Now, when using a 1031 exchange, here are some things that you want to keep in mind. Number one, investors are required to use a qualified intermediary, also known as an accommodator or a QI. A QI is a third party involved A QI is an uninvolved third party who holds the investor's proceeds from the sale of the first property. Number two, you must reinvest the proceeds from the sale into a like-kind investment in order to deter paying capital gains tax. So you can't sell a 100-unit apartment building, take the funds, and invest in a 30-unit apartment building. You must invest into an apartment building that is of like-kind, so with 100 units or more. So here are some action steps. Hit that subscribe button and rate this podcast. I would love to hear your feedback, and I want to continue to make every episode better. And if you haven't done so yet, make sure you like me on Facebook at Roderick Jones Official. That's RODRICK Jones Official. And follow me on Instagram at Roderick Jones. Be blessed, and I'll catch you on the next episode. I'm out.